Hi. So, there's a particular activity that I really enjoy. Those of you who've been following for a while know at this point that I'm for sure talking about fisting. Fisting is delightful. I think a lot of people would probably relate to my opinion, which I understand is not universal, that girth can be more interesting than length. At least that's how it works for me. There are almost infinite ways to get a lot more girth going on, and fisting is one of the more convenient ones, because, oh, look, you have one of those right there. And it also, just because of how much vulnerability it evokes for me as the person on the receiving side of that. And so I thought I would talk about that today. And just ask you to imagine fisting me, and I'm going to talk about how that works for me and how it feels and what I like about it, and you can think about what it would be like for you to be here with me. And I think we hopefully will both have a really good time. Like I said, it is a very vulnerable feeling. It is a very sort of at your mercy feeling once it's getting close to a full fist inside me. A couple fingers is fine. That's a very normal feeling. Depending on your hands, three is a lot. That can already be a lot. So when we're talking about introducing a fourth, and by talking about, I mean doing it. There's something that comes over me to let that happen. And it gets both very exciting and very scary just for a moment. Even if we've been together lots, even if we've done this before, even if I trust you every which way, there's something about being that stretched and that full that causes, I guess, kind of an adrenaline spike, just a hit of fear that is also extremely arousing. And of course, physically, it's unbelievably arousing. So those two things at once, those are always a fun combination. So, usually this happens just because it's the natural progression of what's going on between us. But if I were to start off saying, this is what we're doing, I would just. We would just have to start really slow. And we both have to agree that, if we have to stop, we have to stop, and that's okay. Oh, and I would just lie on my back, probably, and spread my legs apart for you. Always like touching myself while a partner is with me. But for this, it's usually a pretty good idea to just touch the area around my clit a little bit and kind of warm up that way. Putting your mouth on me is also a very, very good idea. Oh. Just putting your mouth on me and kissing me all around my vulva, kissing the lips and kissing past my clit. Oh, just moving your lips up and down mine, your tongue, just sliding between them and tickling in between them. Oh, oh God. Right about now, oh, it's pretty easy to tell if I'm gonna be wet enough as we keep going. Between you licking me wet and me getting wet. Are we going to be able to do this? And today I feel like we are. God. Something I like to do. Oh, while you have your lips and your tongue on me, let's take your hand and put your fingers in my mouth. Just get them wet. And usually, if I did that, I would probably just suck on your fingertips a little. Maybe your thumb. You know, because thumbs are useful. But for this, I'm gonna put them all the way in my mouth. Right up to the knuckle. Oh. And I'm gonna get all of them. One at a time. Oh. Which doesn't probably get them wet enough for long enough for fisting, but it lets you know that I'm up for it and that I want you stretching me apart and filling me today. So then, after a little bit, you take those wet fingers and slip one of them inside me. Oh. Oh. Just plunging in and out. Oh. Making sure that I'm just soaking. Reaching it into me and curling it up. Oh. God, yes. Your tongue is still moving between the lips and licking the entrance where that finger is just sliding in and out again. Oh, you're just licking me open. You're just opening me with your tongue and your lips. And that one finger, oh, that you're curling and uncurling inside me. I'm looking for all the places that you need to stimulate to make this happen. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, please. I do want more. I do want more. Oh, fuck. Yes, please. Mm. Oh, so then, slowly, you push just two fingers inside me. And this just feels... this just feels like home. We fuck like this all the time, with you sliding two fingers in and out of me. Maybe I would usually have my mouth on you by now. Oh. Or you would be flipping me over and just opening me up for you, so you could fuck me hard after the two fingers. But right now, ah, oh, they have a different purpose. They're so nice, so comfortable, but also feels like fucking. I can't resist moving to encourage you to fuck me harder like this. Just thrusting it out of me harder and faster. Oh, God. No, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, God. Fuck me. Oh, God. That feels so good. But you do stop, because that's not all we're doing here. And you just put a little bit of lube on your hand and move my legs apart a little farther than they were. Plunge those three fingers deep into me. Oh. Mm. Oh. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, God, that feels so good. Oh, God. I just leave them there like that for a minute. Just. Oh. Just your three fingers all the way up inside me. Filling me, hardly moving, just letting me get used to them. Oh, and they feel so good. It's hard not to clench around them, but if I clench, oh, it feels like I'm gonna come. So I'm trying not to squeeze. Not to tense up, just to stay open and ready for you, for when you want to move on and do more, because I do want it, oh, much as I want you to just fuck me like this, just let me come like this, just start pulsing and shaking around those three fingers of yours inside me. Oh, as you move them slightly in and out, I have to concentrate to just stay open, not to really react, just feel the openness, feel the movement inside me. Try to ignore the way my lips contract and get moved around with the thrusting, even though it's slow. Because that, oh, that makes me want to come too. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, oh, God, yes, fill me up. Oh, you're moving in and out of me. me so smoothly. It's kind of hard to believe, because sometimes you go to put one finger inside me and I'm so tight. And it feels like you need to use force. But right now, you have like half your hand just flowing into me. I'm so open. So now, oh, now you want to add that last finger. I look down at you and I'm nodding and smiling. And you pull out and wait for my muscles to not be contracting at all. And you just fold that last finger in with the others. Oh, you fill me up. Oh, it's amazing how different that is. Because when you get up, when you get up to the knuckles, such a stretch. Oh my God, that's such a stretch. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. I can feel it. Oh, there are nerves firing just everywhere. Oh, I'm shaking. My legs are shaking. And my hips. Oh, and I can't help contracting around you. Oh, but I don't want to come yet. I don't want to come yet. I don't want to come yet. Please don't let me. Don't let me come yet. Please, please, please. I want all of you. Please. Oh, God. And again, you just let me rest for a moment. With almost your whole hand inside me, all four fingers up to the knuckle. And then, inside me, you start flexing them open and closed. Just pushing me open. Wider. Oh. And wider. And this is where it starts to really hurt. Still has all of those wonderful sensations, but also. Also, it does hurt. Oh, God. Oh, God. More at the entrance than inside. Inside is. Oh. Especially when you flex them closed and curl your fingers up. So I can feel each of your knuckles pushing against different parts of me. And if you twist your hand, they push somewhere else. Oh God. And if you really want to get your thumb inside me, and we both want that, you have to kind of turn your hand and open your fingers inside and then pull out while they're still open wide. And it feels like you're gonna tear me, but you're not, you're not, you're not. So we've been going so slow, and I'm so wet, and I'm so open.
and I'm not squeezing, and I'm not clenching, and I'm not contracting. God. So, in order to keep going, you take that thumb and you rub my clit just a little. Oh God. Because if it's even the tiniest bit too much, I will come so hard. I will come so hard. I will have to stop, and I don't want to stop. You don't want me to have to stop, do you? You don't want to stop. No, you want to feel me. Oh, you want to feel me. You want to feel me all the way up. You want to put your whole fist inside my shaking body. Oh, I'm doing my best to be ready for you. I'm doing my best. Thinking about staying open. Imagining my lips just spreading wide. And you adding your thumb. Oh. Pull my clit down toward the entrance along with it, and then the tip goes in, and you're squeezing your whole hand together to try and make it easier. There's only so much you could do. Oh God. Sometimes here we have to move a bit. Sometimes I need a pillow under me to make the angle better. And sometimes you help me turn over and spread my legs with my face and chest pressed down into the mattress. Especially because if I can turn with your hand in me, then we really know I can take it today. Oh, still just working your thumb into me so slowly, adding a bit of lube. You move my hand down onto my clit for me. Kind of forgotten I could do it too. I could help. And I take a deep breath while you plunge your thumb in. For a moment, all I can do is breathe. Breathe and feel my skin stretched around you. Fuck. Oh God. You can't move yet. You can't move. Oh God. Oh God. God, it hurts so much. And yet it feels so good. Inside it feels so good. And it feels like you're tearing me apart. Slowly, I move my hips just a little, trying to find a slightly easier angle. Oh, God, I get slipping further. Oh God. Oh, you're filling me up for real. I've never been so full. Oh my God. Please. I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop. It hurts. Oh, fuck. Oh, there. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. Your hand exactly the right way, and it's all the way inside me, past the base of your thumb. I reach down and feel your wrist protruding from me. That's what happens if you move even a millimeter. Just God. Oh God. 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 Oh. Oh God. Oh God. I need you to understand. I'm not doing anything. I'm not moving. I'm not. I'm hardly breathing. I'm not clenching any muscles, but I can feel the spasms starting because every nerve is being pushed into. And because, oh my God, I can feel my skin stretched to the max around you when I reach down and touch my clit just a little. There's always just one more little bit you can get in. Oh, fuck. Where they're stretching, and onto the bottom of your hand. You have to pull it out a bit to do that. And then push it more in. Oh God. Oh fuck. Oh God. And now you can start moving in and out of me a bit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. When that base of your thumb comes out and goes back in. Oh, fuck. Please. Oh, God. And you... Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I couldn't last any longer than that. It just could not be done. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. I feel like I could have done a better job explaining what feels good about that. But as I predicted, it was really hard to say any words at all that made any sense. So, after this is definitely, there has to be a cuddle session. It is definitely a Mia's little spoon. Stay with me for a while. Cuddle session. That is obligatory, which I should have warned you of when we started. But I feel like if you have any imagination, you probably knew that was coming. Haha, coming. Oh, fuck. Thank you for coming with me on this little adventure. I don't think I've done an even remotely adequate job of explaining or describing or demonstrating this particular pleasure. But I tried, and I will get back to, I don't know what it is you're going to want me to get back to, but whatever it is, I'm going to get back to it soon. After we finish cuddling.